regular session of the Berlin Mayor's Council for Monday, September 9th, 2019. And it's been our tradition for many, many years. I'd like to invite everyone here tonight to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of August 26th.
One minor change, Mayor. Fourth paragraph. Second line, first word. The word is stated as bond. That should be loan. And then if no one else has anything, approve with that correction, please.
Which line is that on again?
It's on the fourth paragraph. Okay. Second line, first word.
Oh, bond should be?
Yes, sir. Should be loan.
Thank you.
I know they get used interchangeably here, but...
Yeah, good catch.
Any other questions? I'm sorry, but Ms. Lane means it is, in fact, a bond.
We didn't go to the bond market for that. For the money that we borrowed from BOC?
It's the bond. For the park?
Yeah.
It's the bond.
We went to the bond market for that.
Well... sold the bond in the Bank of Ocean City, so he's the loaner, but it is actual mechanism is the bond.
Okay, then we need to, because it's been used interchangeably, loan bond, so we need to pick one, stay with it. To me, I mean, I went to the bank and talked to Reed about that, and it was a loan. News to me that it was a bond. So I just want to make sure I'm on the same page as everybody then. So it is a bond. Mm-hmm. Correction, deleted.
Okay. Thank you.
If no one else has any changes, then approved as submitted.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Boyes to approve the executive session minutes of August 26th as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. Let the show that the motion passed 4-0 and that all council members are in attendance except Councilmember Purnell. Okay. Next is the reason for the executive session on the 26th was for under the Open Meetings Act of Maryland to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter, and also before a contract is awarded or bids are opened to discuss a matter directly related to a negotiating strategy or the contents of a bid or proposal. If public discussion or disclosure would adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in the competitive bidding or proposal process. Okay. Next is the approval of the regular session minutes for August 26th.
Approve as read.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Boyes to approve the regular session minutes of August 26th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Now, Susan Sports here. Okay, good. Well, I want to get ready to present this proclamation and explain what it is. Suicide Prevention Month. And I'll just
47,173 people in the United States died by suicide in 2017, as reported by the Centers for Disease Control. And whereas 630 people died by suicide in Maryland in 2017, a single suicide affects an average of 115 people. Whereas organizations such as the Maryland Suicide Prevention and Burlington Prevention Network and the Governor's Commission on Suicide Prevention resolved to promote suicide prevention as a core component of healthcare services and integrate and coordinate suicide prevention activities across multiple sectors and settings. Now, therefore, on the 9th day of September 2019, Mayor and Council out of Berlin has hereby proclaimed September as Suicide Prevention Month in the town of Berlin and the state of Maryland. And we appreciate very much you accepting this and Sue Horton. Yeah, just tell folks who you're representing.
All right. Again, my name is Susan Jordan. I'm a resident of Berlin, and I have been recently appointed to the Governor's Commission on Suicide Prevention. It's a statewide commission. There are about 20 of us at this point in time, and I'm the only individual from the Eastern Shore at present time.
So we
meet on a quarterly basis, and what we're doing is essentially what the proclamation is stated, is that they were looking for ways to address this very serious public health problem in the state of Maryland. We're working with many, many different groups of individuals. I personally happen to represent a particular cohort, and that is the survivor of a suicide attempt. There are other individuals that are representing other cohorts on the commission. And we're all working towards a common goal, and that is to reduce the number of suicides in the state of Maryland. And thank you so much
for
recognizing
I think the awareness, it was amazing when I first started learning about the statistics, how much of a problem it is that I realized.
And one of the biggest problems here on the Eastern Shore is with our farmers.
Yes.
It's a growing problem. The Jesse Klum Foundation is actually working on a very special initiative to address the issue or work toward addressing the issue. But also folks over the age of 60, where there are a lot more attempts in younger age groups, the unfortunate part of it is folks over 60 tend to have more fatal outcomes. So it's a group of the population, I think, as much as, unfortunately, the loss of the folks in the younger age groups, but it's a population that we really need to start talking about some more.
And it's growing every day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so
we can attest to. Yes.
Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
Let us know if there's anything more.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you for the work you do.
Next, item three is a motion 2019-26, which is we've been asked by the Worcester County Recreation and Parks Department to approve adult drop-in tennis on Tuesdays, September 24th through October 15th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Down at the Stephen Decatur Park in our new tennis courts. And, just for the record, introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Myro Small with the Worcester County Rec Department.
What's the first name?
Myro.
Myro, thank you.
And we're here to propose a stroke clinic, which is a precursor to our drop-in tennis program, which will be offered on Tuesdays, starting September 24th and running through October 15th.
So can you tell us a little bit about these clinics and
Well, in the spring, we offered our first drop-in tennis program, and we averaged about 6 participants. So the community of Decatur Farms has been requesting that we offer more drop-in programs as well as clinics for those who are just beginning to play the sport of tennis.
All right, and so is this open to anyone in the area?
This is open to the whole public. There's a $3 drop-in fee we would associate with the drop-in program, as we do with all our programs.
And what who should people contact? Is there a website, a phone number?
Yes. It would be www.westerwreckingparks.org, or they can contact me, Myro Small, at 410-632-2144, extension 2512.
Let me just repeat that again.
410-632-2144, extension 2512.
Myra.
Yes.
Just to clarify, is the price $2 or $3?
The price would be $3.
$3, okay.
Yes.
And this came about as a recommendation or suggestion from those residents in Decatur Farm?
Yes.
And you talked about having 6 folks drop in at some time?
Right. Well,
they were from Decatur Farms?
They were from Decatur Farms, yes.
All were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good to get the information out to the entire community.
Yes.
Obviously, the tennis courts have been here many generations before Decatur Farms was thought of. So
right.
Hopefully we can kind of bring everybody together.
And I agree. We want to open it up to the whole community, not just that small section of Decatur Farms.
And I'm glad that they're spearheading this. But
right.
I can see opening it up to the entire community, and I believe that would be a good thing. But I would not expect that these 12 folks that are going to be participating would come from other incorporated municipalities here to Berlin.
Okay.
If you can understand what I'm saying.
Yes. I completely agree. Yes.
Go ahead. If there's going to be a large population of children that are around the teenage years coming from Decatur Farms, maybe they could also work with the police chief to make sure that if they're not getting dropped off, that there's a safe way to cross the highway, and that's reiterated.
Yes, that is correct. Right now we have ages 14 and above, and if it gets to the point where we do have a large population, then we can offer a specific drop-in program just for those kids.
Okay.
Great.
I make a motion that we approve the request.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the use of Stephen Decatur Park for the tennis courts by the Worcester County Recreation Parks Adult Drop-In Program for Tuesdays in September and October from 6 to 8 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Like I said,
thank
just
you,
one more thing. If we're going to extend that support to folks having to cross the highway, I would like to have that extended to all children that may have the need to cross that highway, not only the ones coming from Decatur Farm.
Yeah.
We will definitely look into that, Councilman.
Yeah, thank you.
It should be almost like a given, but
It's
worth mentioning until it becomes something that everyone just takes for granted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Before you leave, I said this when he was here last time.
Uh-oh.
I kind of grew up with him, but he grew up with my kids.
I was going to say he's younger.
He went to Stephen Decatur. He was a graduate from Stephen Decatur. How long have you been with the rec department?
I've been with the rec and parks department for 15 years now.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Next, we'll start with our departmental reports, and we'll start with Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening. I just have one update. PKS and Company team is on site. Today is the first day of the audit. It will be here for a whole entire week. And normally we would receive our draft probably in November. In December, we would receive our audited financial statements as everything goes by plan.
Okay.
That's
all I have. Does anyone have any questions for Natalie? Next is Administrative Service Director Mary Boland.
Unfortunately, this evening I am very disappointed to report that the website is still not up and functioning.
But you've been expecting it for the last several weeks.
Yeah, and I'm in communication with them, but it's just not happening.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's talk. tomorrow or sometime and see if we can come up with some sort of a giddy up.
Yeah.
You know, they've been always done such an outstanding job, but it's like anything else. You don't expect people to wait so long, especially for some of these things they've been asking for.
Well, I mean, I will say that I do believe they are working on it. I think it's a problem that, I mean, I don't know enough about the technicalities of it to try to even speculate, but it seems like the transition turned into a real mess, and I don't know why.
Okay. Well, we need to find out, and we'll find out. So we'll talk. Great. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I went on there, and it was horrible to navigate. It's worse than the other one was. I don't understand what they're doing, but...
Well, it's not functioning correctly right now.
Right, it's not. But one thing that I maybe suggest you do, instead of having the minutes of the meetings transfer to our medium, have it so that it's just displayed. I don't understand why I have to have that.
It would eat up a lot of memory for us to put all of those documents as something directly on the website. So it's much cleaner on our end to upload them as PDFs, and it's much more widely available to more people that way.
Marie, what are you having trouble with? Reading the minutes or playing the audio?
Getting the minutes. I couldn't get the ones for this meeting online.
They're not online. The site is not functioning properly right now.
Well, that explains why that was. Because you should be able to get the agenda and the meeting minutes.
It is not online right now.
We sent it out in constant contact, and we posted on the boards, but that's without the website working, I could not.
It's also on the public access.
And it's on the public access.
And let's face it, so much relies on that. I mean, this is just one thing of dozens that we've encouraged people for years to use it and take it away. Okay.
In the past, Marie, have you had trouble accessing it? Or?
Yeah, I didn't find it very easy to maneuver in the past either. It's junky. It's not a clean menu, and they need to work on it. I mean, it's still not. It's confusing as to even the way they have the minutes set up. They've got it starting with this one going down, and then if you want the past ones, they're way down on the page.
And that is something specifically that will be addressed, but right now, none of it is functioning.
That's all I'm saying as far as a criticism of the site now. It's horrible.
The order of the dates on the council page in particular is something that we've asked them to redo.
Once it's up and running, if you're still having trouble, let us know.
Yeah, and again, if you have future suggestions, Marie or anybody else, that's how we figure out what to ask for next.
So how long is this going to go on?
I don't know.
Well, it depends. Why don't we make a promise that we'll get back, have it for the next meeting, report on either progress or promise, one or the other.
Or both. My tone gets a little harsher each email.
Get the current meeting notes and agenda on. You should post something that explains that then, too, because it's...
Unfortunately, we can't even pick any edits to it.
We can't
right
even
now
log in. Yeah. We need a new company.
Absolutely.
Can we make a post that the website's having trouble on Facebook? And then also, if by next meeting, when the agenda goes out, if it's still not fixed, that once it's released, if you have an email or whatever, it goes through the constant contact, but also have it available for pickup downstairs.
Oh, it always is. Yeah.
And then probably just take a picture of that.
And it's also on the public access channel.
And take a picture of it and just post it to Facebook if we could.
Yeah.
It's not the best medium, but at least you can see it.
But if the current vendor can't get it going, you need to bring us someone that can.
Well, we would have to bid it out, which is a considerably longer process. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying we are really at a standstill right now.
Well, sometimes you just have to cut your losses and do other things. And to have this going on this long from an individual that we are paying, I think that is unacceptable.
And hopefully we'll see that contract in that compilation that's coming out. So then maybe we can go to bid.
Yeah, something, again, let's make sure it's, we'll see what we get accomplished. In the meantime, let's make sure it's on the next agenda for follow-up. Okay, good. Next is Electric Utilities Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a few things to report on. On West Street, we replaced a couple utility poles, and then also over the past month or two, we've been dealing with the 311B relays at the tie point with Delmarva Power. We've actually installed one of them, and then we're working on the second one. There's two of them involved in that. There's no outage that'll be required for that either. Okay. And then also at 32 Decatur Street, we installed a new underground service. And at 517 Bay Street, we replaced a transformer there. And then the we also had two outages in the past 2 weeks. One of them was on Wednesday, which was September 4th at 517 Bay Street. That outage lasted for about an hour and a half. That was due to some equipment that failed, and we had to replace that equipment. And then the next outage was the following day, which was Thursday, September 5th, and that was 321 North Main Street. We had a overhead transformer that had an issue there, and we had to replace it. And then the big thing I wanted to talk about is I received a call from AMP, which is American Municipal Power, requesting mutual aid to Franklin, Virginia. We did that during the hurricane in Florida a couple years ago. And we actually ended up sending a crew down there. They arrived at 2 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning, and they went to work at 6 a.m., and they were there from 6 till, I think it was 5 o'clock that day. And then they contacted me, and I told them, I said, well, just stay there the night, and then they drove back Saturday.
And what Tim did as well, so everybody knows, he sent the chief linesman, and then our two newest linesman apprentices.
Yep.
So a great training opportunity for those two young folks as well.
So I sent them down there, and they were basically on standby. They just wanted crews there to be available if it got really bad, because that, I guess they were forecasting that area is near Virginia Beach. So they were there just to be prepared. That's all I have.
Good. And thank the crew for their willingness to do it, and I know it's part of the job, but still, mutual aid is so important, and someday I'm sure we'll be on the receiving end.
Yeah, it is. We between us and AMP and all the municipalities, there's about a total of 137 of us that provide mutual aid to each other.
Good. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Next is Chief Arnold Downey.
Okay,
thank you.
I have something for the chief. During school time, going to school and when school is dismissed, speeding on Branch Street. I watched a silver pickup this morning. I don't know if it was a Ford or a GM, but it had to be going 60 miles per hour down Branch Street after coming off 113. It is a dangerous situation with children waiting at their bus stop to have a vehicle going that fast.
And we'll definitely, in the mornings, it's very easy because we know where they're going. They're going to school.
They're going to
school. If we get a quick phone call, we can actually either have somebody, either call the deputy at the school to go ahead and assist us, and we can make contact with those individuals. Younger individuals are very easy to go ahead and work with because we speak to parents. And guess what? We've actually had the opportunity to go ahead and make contact with high school students, and they haven't driven for a month after we make a phone call. So, again, we can talk about peer pressure, or they're getting people to do things, but parent pressure can go ahead and stop a whole lot of things also.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, we can talk about Esham, we can talk about Powell Circle, we can talk about whatever street that we have. I can predict over half of the time where individuals are going. They're going home, they're going to work, they're going to school. So the more information that we can go ahead and get about these parties at a certain time, they're going to be, guess where? They're going to be on Branch Street tomorrow, going the same way at the same place. So, again, this has been the best way for us to go ahead and combat people speeding, because there's no way we're going to be able to be on every street on every day. So, again, remember, just help us. We'll definitely go ahead. Now they're be waiting at the end of the street. Someone asked me, you have two new knees. How are you going to go ahead and catch all these young guys running? I said, I can't catch them, but I can wait for them at their mama's house. So, again, I think that same concept is going to be able to help us here. Branch Street, we'll try to go ahead and see if we can set some people up at the church and some of those locations, and I think that will help also. But, again, we're talking about when people are trying to get to school in the morning, they turn everything off, and it seems like they're trying to get to Ocean City summertime.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing it up. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
I have nothing further this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Right, thank you. And next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Just a few things tonight. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a little bit of a cold. I have received approval for two facade grants this week. Viking Tree Trading Company received their facade grant for their signage, and also Health Freedom, the new shop that's going in where Go Organics was, they've also received a facade grant for their new sign as well. I wanted to just take this opportunity to throw out some thank yous for the event on Saturday, which was an incredible success. And sometimes the way people think that we judge success on events, especially from a business perspective, is a lot of people shopped. They were walking around with bags. But you have to also remember that my title is community development as well. So as I was going around after the event on Saturday picking up signs, several people came out of their homes to say what a wonderful time they had at the event on Saturday. So that was very encouraging to hear that the events aren't just for the business community. They're also for the residents. And John Fager did pay for all of the bands that performed on Saturday, all three bands. So there was no cost to the town whatsoever. Also, at the last meeting, I had mentioned that I would be working with the chief about putting up no parking signs on Washington and West and Grace. And I met Dave Wheaton there on Saturday morning. And we went ahead and set up the cones, and we put no parking signs, and everyone was just thanking. They thought it was the police. They were thanking Arnold and just basically saying thank you to the town for doing that. It was really helpful, those cones, and for the no parking on those streets. And I was actually quite worried that without that parking there, people may be complaining about nowhere to park. But I also like to send a thank you out to the Berlin Fire Company, because this past year, they've really stepped up, and they've opened up their parking lot, and they've put a boot out for people to be able to park there for donation, and that's helped tremendously also. So they're going to continue to do that, and that's really helpful. So I'd like to say thank you to the Berlin Fire Company for doing that. And also, we had a little electrical issue, and Augie was there on Saturday to help with that. So that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Augie? Last but not least, our Managing Director and Public Works Director, Jeff Lee.
Mayor and Council, I really have nothing. I just want to let everybody know that Jamie Latcham is back to work. He will be out of the office until Thursday. He's at the Rural Water Association meeting. That's all I have.
That's where he is now. Okay, great. I'm glad he's better. Excellent. All right. I want to bring everybody up to date on, as of today, what the cleanup cost to them for the town of Berlin for the Heron Park chemical spill. To date, as of today, it has cost the town $244,133 for all the cleanup costs and related expenses. We don't know for sure, but we're projecting out that by the time it's all done, that our current projection is the total cost will end up around $282,000 to $283,000. Obviously, as we get further along, these figures will become more and more precise, but I think they're very much in the ballpark, and that way you have the information the same day we got it. And but the park is cleaned up. There is no in terms of any soil, any chemicals. There hasn't been any there for some time, but what they've been doing is replacing the soil with totally new soil and then seeding it over with grass and then straw to protect the new grass seed. And there will be some other cleanup for like piles of debris and things of that nature that happened during both before and during the cleanup. So that will be ongoing in the immediate weeks ahead. So that's the latest on that. And if anyone...
I got nothing, sir.
I would just, I mean, the suicide statistics that we heard a few moments ago, I think, I mean, that weighs on me a little bit. And I think that if we could all just take a little bit of time throughout the day, we're all busy, but take some time and be kind to one another. And if you see somebody that's struggling or something, whether it's in person or social media, just take a little bit of time and reach out. It goes a long way. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
It hosts Flower Street and Shell Street. Have we got a burn date yet?
I have not received a notification of the date, but I will reach out to them again and see if they have. They haven't had it scheduled yet. They thought one of the Mondays in September, the latest being the first Monday in October. So I'll reach out to them, okay. And I can let you know by email.
Okay. And then you can announce at the next meeting, because we have a meeting between now and then.
Yes, sir.
You're good. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. All right. Do we have anyone in attendance tonight who wishes to address the council or make a comment or suggestion? Yes, ma'am.
What is the status of the investigation as far as that
part? We'd like to know, too. It's not in our hands. It's in the hands of MD, Maryland Department of Environment, and the Environmental Protection Agency. And, you know, they're... From what we do know is that they're still gathering facts, not so much of what happened now, but what preceded when we first bought the property and in the distant past. So they don't have to tell us anything until they get the final report. We're just hopeful sometime this fall, and you know we'll be as happy as anybody when we find that out.
Most of this money is coming from general fund. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
The other thing that I'd like to comment on is the lack of using your microphone. You guys get a D. It's a struggle all the time. And some of you are good, but for the most part, G, you have a soft voice. Dean has a soft voice. Elroy has a soft voice. And it's hard. I have hearing problems. I shouldn't have to get a hearing aid to hear the council. And that's what it's getting to.
We're big mouths.
I think that if some of the general fund money should be budgeted for a whole new system so that, I mean, even when the lady spoke on suicide, I'm sure your microphone shouldn't pick that up. For the people at home, that's the whole point of the audio. And if they can't hear it, then you're not doing anybody a service by it other than wasting time putting it on there to be listened to.
Okay.
So really, I hope that you take this to heart, because it's really frustrating to have to sit on the edge of your seat trying to figure out what you guys are mumbling about, which is what it sounds like.
I apologize for any presumed mumbling. and again, it's something I don't mind a reminder at all, because it's just something that I also, please don't let us forget when we're doing the next budget, to have look into that. I'm serious, because you know that will be, you know, we'll start that process in February, but we really get deep into it in March and April, and you certainly want hard numbers to consider.
You don't have any contingency funds that could cover
The contingency funds, guess where they just went?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we're using the general, I understand, because all the contingency funds we have in the general fund are being used on the cleanup.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will try to speak up.
Please.
Yeah.
I will too, since I got my D last week.
Now, keep grading. We appreciate it.
I don't like having to complain all the time.
No. It's not personal. We appreciate it.
At least
okay. Do we have anyone else who'd like to address the council? Do we have any comments or questions from the media?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. We stand adjourned. Thank you so much for your attendance.
Raise your hand.